弟兄 brothers and sisters， 感谢主让我们能够在这样的环境里头仍旧能够用着这样子的方式能够一起来聚集在神面前。
We thank the Lord that He has given us this method to continue to gather in circumstances.
我们开始，我们先来读几节圣经。
Let's start again by reading a few Bible verses.
第一处在以弗所书第三章第一节。
The first is Ephesians chapter 3 verse 1.
以弗所书第三章第一节，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 1. For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles.
第二次，在以弗所书四章第一节。
And the second place, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1. Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
我们知道保罗他在书信里面他总是来辩护他自己使徒的身份。
We know that Paul in his letters often is compelled to defend his own apostleship.
在以弗所书里面这两次呢他都提到自己是因着为着主而被囚的。
And so, twice in this book of Ephesians, he mentions that he has been made a prisoner of the Lord.
那么同样在希伯来书里面呢也有两次被提到被囚。
We also see in Hebrews that it is twice mentioned that he has been imprisoned.
但是呢没有特别提到是在什么样的状况里头。
But it does not mention specifically under what circumstances he was imprisoned.
来看在希伯来书里头第十章三十四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10 verse 34.
希伯来书十章三十四节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 34.
因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 34. For you showed sympathy to the prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourselves a better and lasting possession.
这边讲到被捆锁的人就是那个 prisoner 就是被囚的。
It says here that they are prisoners.
然后有两次提到这个家业，这个中文翻译里面家业，第一次是讲到这个物质上的这些东西被人抢去。
And so here it mentions twice the seizure of property. The first time it's mentioning physical things.
第二次他讲到更美长城的家业，那这边英文翻译是讲到那个substance， 就是那些某些东西呢，可能是不一定是物质方面的，也可能是这个属灵里头的东西。
And the second place says, you have a better and lasting possession.Which may not be physical, but it might also be spiritual.
那么同样的在十三章第三节里面我们来念一下。
And so let's also turn to chapter 13 verse 3.
你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
Remember the prisoners as though in prison with them, and those who are badly treated, since you yourselves also are in the body.
这里 被捆绑的人也是讲到 prisoner， 也是被囚的。
And so here those who were bound are also prisoners.
我们再看一处经文，它是讲到如何从这个一种的情况呢，被掳的情况里头呢，变成一种比较正面的，像保罗一样的，他是能够成为主的仆人，为主被囚的。
So now we'll see a few verses where we can change from being from one condition of being a prisoner to a more desirable position of being a prisoner of Christ.
在以弗所书四章二十二节到二十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24.
22节，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 24. That in reference to your former way of life, you are to rid yourselves of the old self, which has been corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit. That you are to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
那么这里呢，从一种被掳的状况呢，变成一种能够成为正面的为主被囚而能够帮助人的，中间经过一个心智改换的一个过程。
And so we see here this transformation from being a physical prisoner to being someone who is bound by Christ, a prisoner of the Lord. And in the midst of that, there is this renewal of the spirit in our minds. What is that process?
Now, 在开始之前，我们先祷告。
Before we begin today, let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢你能够在这样的日子里头，仍旧能够聚在你的面前。
Father, we thank you that in these circumstances we may still gather before you.
求主真是开我们里面的眼睛，让我们真是看见那主的荣光已经显在耶稣基督的面上。
Please open our eyes that we may see that your glorious light is already shining upon the face of the Lord Jesus.
让我们里面就被主你自己激励，心意更新的变换，能够来走主的道路。
That we are already being transformed to be able to walk in your path.
真是求主的怜悯，让我们在这一点的时间里面，让我们能够更清楚明白你的心意。
And we pray that in this short time that we may be more clearly understanding of your will.
带领我们继续走那前面那十字架的道路。
And lead us on this path of that the Holy Spirit is leading us on.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
求你垂听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
And you hear our prayer, we pray in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
我们今天呢，我是想交通一下为主被囚的这件事情。
And so today we want to share a little bit about this matter of being a prisoner of the Lord.
我们总是想到我们能够成为主的仆人。
We always want to be a servant of the Lord.
好像保罗称他自己也是主的仆人。
As Paul claimed to be a servant of the Lord.
但是许多时候呢，我们没有办法像一个主的仆人。
But oftentimes we can't really consider ourselves to be a servant of the Lord.
那么如果我们不像的话，那我们到底是什么呢？
And if we're not like this, then what are we?
那是仇敌的仆人吗？
Are we a servant of the adversary?
我想我们绝对不会希望变成那个样子。
And I feel that we definitely don't want to be like that.
但是呢，很容易我们就落在那种光景里头，我们里头自己反而不能够自觉。
But often we fall into this category, whether we wanted to or not.
我们也不是我们所愿意的。
And it's not something that we were willing to do.
所以呢，当我们想到前面那个希伯来书里面讲到那个prisoner 啊被囚的那种情形呢，通常都是会想到到底我们是犯了什么样的罪或罪行。
And when we consider the words of the book of Hebrews, like being a prisoner, we consider did we commit some sort of crime to deserve imprisonment.
但是呢，也可能是我们会在某种被捆绑的光景里头。
But it can also mean that we are in a circumstance where we are bound or restrained in some manner.
我们受到限制，我们不得随心所欲。
That we're limited in a fashion without the freedom to express our own will.
那神把我们摆在这里头呢，受到束缚、限制。
So God has placed us in a situation where we are limited or constrained.
那么我们不能够做我们平常想做的事情。
And we can't do the things that we would normally want to do.
我们受到捆绑，里面忧愁。
And so we're bound and we are stressed or worried.
也不知道我们明天将如何。
And we won't know what tomorrow will bring.
那么这边提到的这个囚徒呢，是一种被掳的情况。
So this prisoner is a state in which we are held in captivity.
那人有他的美意呢，把我们摆在其中。
So he has, the Lord has this is good purpose to place us in this condition.
他为着要启示他的心意。
He wants to reveal his good will.
我们借着如此呢，在生命里头也能够来经历主。
Or to in our life experience more of the Lord.
也让我们能够更亲近主，并且能够得到更多的启示。
To have a closer relationship with him and to have a greater revelation about him.
那么虽然我们不会像保罗一样有那么大的启示，但是只会把他的荣光向我们显现。
We may not have a great revelation as Paul does, but we will be able to see glimpses of the glory of the Lord.
那么就是那么一点点的亮光呢，那在我们里头呢，也就能够把我们的眼睛打开了。
And even these glimpses would open the eyes of our hearts.
那我们身外所受的苦呢，常常是因着我们内心里面的沮丧造成的。
And sometimes these outward sufferings are caused by inward distress, or they will cause inward distress.
像在以弗所书六章十二节里面讲到，因我们并不是与血气的征战，而是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places."
所以呢，当我们被一些事情困扰的时候呢，实际上我们便是落在那个恶者的圈套里头。
So when we feel that we are being dragged down by these constraints, we've actually fallen in with the evil one.
那个在他圈套里头呢，我们就便与他相交。
And in his grasp, we are forced to have this fellowship with him.
那我们的心下沉，心情低落，不能够自拔。
And our hearts will sink, and we'll feel down and low, can't pull ourselves out of it.
那我们要如何改变呢？就必须像以弗所书四章二十二节到二十四节我们刚刚念的啊，脱去旧人，穿上新人，然后经过这个一段心智更新和变换的过程。
And so, in order to leave this condition, we have to accomplish what Ephesians 4:22 verse 24, what we just read says, putting off the old man and putting on the new man, and going through this process of renewing the spirit of our mind.
让我们能够得 得以完全的改变哈，并且看到并且能够接受我们所遭遇的一切。
In order for us to be completely changed, we have to see and accept what the Lord has shown us.
所以我们当按照主的心意来接受这一切的时候呢，那是上面所遭受的这些捆绑和束缚呢，变成我们属天的一个开阔和自由。
When we accept all of these things in accordance with the mind of the Lord, all of these earthly restrictions or bondages will give place to a heavenly freedom.
然后呢，我们便能够像希伯来书这个哥罗西书里面一章十一节提到的，让他照他荣耀的权能得以在各样的力上加力，叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Then we can be like it says in Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all perseverance and patience.
这边不单是说讲到忍耐宽容来面对难处。
Here it doesn't only speak about perseverance and patience to endure difficulty.
许多时候呢，我们心不甘情不愿的，我们拉长着脸，然后里头埋怨。
Oftentimes we may accept an issue with a long face, but inwardly we're still not willing and murmuring.
但是使徒这里鼓励我们，要我们是更是欢欢喜喜的。
But here the apostle encourages to do it with joy.
那么这边提到是那个一切的能力，是 all power 的一切的能力。
And here it says strengthened with all power.
我们知道圣灵加力量给我们按着神的旨意来成就他的工作。
We know that the Holy Spirit gives us power to accomplish things according to God's will, God's purpose.
而这个能力呢是从他荣耀的全能来的，这是 all inclusive, 这是包括一切的这个能力。
But this power comes from the glory of his might and it is all inclusive.
看见荣耀的光显在耶稣的面上，我们便得力上加力。
If we see the glory in the face of our Lord Jesus, then we are given strength upon strength.
那以至于我们能够忍耐宽容，并满了喜乐。
And to that end, we may endure with long suffering with joy.
那能力呢是从神的荣耀而来的。
And the strength comes from the Lord's glory.
而这个喜乐来自忍耐宽容。
This joy comes from the endurance and long suffering.
那么这希伯来书是勉励在患难中的圣徒呢要持定在基督耶稣里面的信心。
And the book of Hebrews was written to encourage Christians in persecution, to hold fast to the faith that they have in Christ Jesus.
那前面讲到那个被囚的情形呢，不光是说在现在牢房里面，或者是在这个大牢里头，那也可能是在某种的捆绑当中。
So the verses we read, they mentioned being a prisoner, and it's not specifically referring to physical prisons or dungeons, but it could be bondage of any kind in any circumstance.
那个。在第二章希伯来书二章十五节里面讲到一种情形，就是也是一种受束缚的状况。
And Hebrews chapter 2 verse 15 also gives another example of being a prisoner.
里面讲到要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Where it says, and free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives.
那怕死而为奴仆，这就是束缚我们的一种状况。
And the fear of death, causing us to be subject to slavery, is a form of imprisonment.
那么，除非我们所受的苦呢是为了主，要不然我们都是在一种捆绑里头。
Unless our suffering is for the Lord, all of the suffering and persecution is a bondage to us.
我们 像在以弗所书二章第二节里面这边提到，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆自己心中运行的邪灵。
As it says in Ephesians 2, verse 2, in which you previously walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
然后呢，我们讲到如何从这个被囚的情形呢，能够来转变，然后变成一种正面的，能够为主来做工。
So how can we transform this bondage in slavery and sin to become on the positive side a prisoner for the Lord to accomplish His will and purpose?
我们来看一些例子。
So let's look at a few examples.
我们第一个来看摩西。
First, let's look at Moses.
摩西他躲避法老，逃往米甸居住。
So Moses fled from Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian.
他似乎避开了这个牢狱之灾哈，却在精神上现在的捆绑里头。
He was free from being imprisoned in Egypt, but emotionally he was trapped in the desert.
因他自我放逐，被拘禁在这个旷野里头。
And he was imprisoned in the desert as a result of his own exile.
那他的这个转折点到底在哪里？
So what was the turning point for him?
乃是当他能够降服在神的旨意底下的时候，为着神的目的，成为神的器皿，为神所用。
And that point is when he submitted himself to the will of God, to be an instrument of God, to be used according to his purpose.
那因此呢，摩西才能够列在这个如云彩的见证当中，写在希伯来书里头。
And only then was Moses able to be listed among the cloud of witnesses of faith, as it says in Hebrews 11.
像希伯来书11章24节到28节里面说到。
It says in Hebrews 11, verses 24-28.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯成为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财富更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。
Hebrews 11:24-28. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the temporary pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he persevered, as though seeing him who was unseen. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood.So the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch him.
那么从这个自我放逐的孤独当中呢，可以成为多人的祝福。
And so from his self-exile, he was able to become a blessing for many others.
并成就神计划中的工作。
And to accomplish the will of the Lord.
都是因为他能够谦卑自己，屈服在神的旨意里头。
It's all because of his willingness to humble himself and submit to the will of the Lord.
这是我们从摩西身上所看到的。那下面我们再看这个约瑟。
And this is what we can see from the life of Moses. And following we'll examine the life of Joseph.
那约瑟被扔在这个坑里。
And so Joseph was thrown into a pit by his brothers.
那也在波提法的家中，在法老的狱中。
And eventually in the house of Potiphar and in the house of Pharaoh.
那任何人能够遭遇到这样同样的境遇的时候，一定会怨天尤人。
And anyone else in the same situation must have, you know, a lot of complaints.
那我们却不见约瑟如此的抱怨。
But we never see that in Joseph.
他接受事实很久忍耐，承受患难。
He always accepted the facts of his situation with endurance and long suffering.
他总是尽他自己的本分，做好一切托付于他的事情。
And he did his best in every situation to accomplish what was entrusted to him.
那他也同情那酒正和膳长。
And he sympathized with the baker and the cupbearer in prison.
他自己也只不过是和他们一同坐监的。
And was he not like just like them, a prisoner?
但他能够胜过呢，是因他愿意接受这一切是出自神的。
But he overcame them by accepting his situation as it was from God.
像我们的主，他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦。
Like our Lord, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, having despised the shame.
那他能够怜悯他们，能够因此得到人的赏赐，并神的眷顾，最终得被高举。
And so he earned the trust of man in a visit from God and was then lifted up.
那愿神开启里面我们里面的眼睛，能够明白神的心意。
May God open the eyes of our heart to understand His will.
让我们满心欢喜接受那摆在前面的。
And that we would be filled with joy to accept what is lying before us.
那是神为他儿女所预备那上好的一份。
That the Lord has prepared the best portion for His children.
这都是我们可以学习的事情。
And these are all things that we can learn.
那我们再看保罗。
Let's look at Paul.
保罗在这个使徒行传十六章里头二十三节到三十三节里面有这样的事情。
And so Paul in Acts chapter 16 verse 23 to 30 had this situation.
那保罗和希拉被下在内监，两脚上了木狗。
So Paul and Silas were thrown into the inner prison, and their feet were fastened into the stocks.
因为在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
Now about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
那许多时候，我们以为自己单独受苦。
Oftentimes we may think that we are alone.In our suffering.
但是不知道我们还有许多的同伴和我们在一起。
But we may not see that we have many companions that are with us.
即使在捆绑锁链当中，他们仍可用嘴巴能够来祷告、来唱诗、赞美主。
And though they were bound in chains, Paul and Silas were able to, with their mouths, pray and sing praises to the Lord.
那我们的一举一动呢？对周遭的人有很大的影响。
So every movement and action that we take will may have great impact on those around us.
那么或叫人能够绊倒，或叫人能够兴起。
We may cause them to stumble or to stand up.
那接下来就是说，忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了。
And continues to say, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking.
那监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened.
所以当我们看见能够并接受，这是神的旨意。
When we see this, we can accept that this is God's will for us.
那我们的锁链便脱落，摆在我们面前的便是敞开的天。
And our chains have fallen off, and the heaven is open before us.
所以不仅他们自己得救，就是禁足，他也得救，他和他的一家人。
So not only were the prisoners freed, but the jailer and his entire household were saved as well.
那个本该来辖制他们的呢，反倒来求他得帮助。
So the one who was supposed to rule over them or keep them in prison turned out to be the one asking them for help.
好，我们再看一个例子，是彼得的例子。
And our next example is Peter.
在使徒行传十二章里面一到十九节讲到。
In Acts 12, it says,
那彼得被两条铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中，看守他的人也在门外看守。
And so, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, and he was bound with two chains, and guards were in front of the door, watching over the prison.
虽然身体被困住，行动呢受到限制，而且还有兵丁看守。
And though he was restricted in his body and guarded by soldiers,
但是彼得在主里面找着了那个平静和安稳。
But Peter found perfect peace and rest in the Lord.
像在以赛亚书讲到，主耶和华以色列的圣者如此说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15 it says, For this is what the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel has said, In repentance and rest you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength.
这是何样的福气，当我们能够安静在主的里，主的怀里。
And this is truly a blessing that when we're quiet, we can have rest in the breast of the Lord.
这是全然的安息，并且浑然的释放。
And this is a complete peace and total relief.
如今是我们最好的时候，能够来经历主在主里面的安息。
And in our current circumstances, it is the perfect time to experience this rest in the Lord.
当我们自己得释放，也让周围的人也得着在主里面的自由。
And when we are released, it lets those around us enjoy the freedom that is experienced from the Lord.
那么最后呢，因这个拘禁呢，并不是我们自己可以选择的。
Finally, being a prisoner is not something that we can ourselves choose.
这乃是神所定规的。
But it is commanded or established by God.
那么神要启示我们，让我们在生命里面来经历他的信实。
The Lord wants to reveal to us his faithfulness so that we may experience it in our life.
他是为着要成全我们，磨成神的样式。
He wants to complete us, to mold us into His own image.
当我们在这个被在拘禁在这个疫情当中的时候，如果我们心里面不满，有苦毒，有抱怨。
And when we are imprisoned by this pandemic, if we have any bitterness or complaints within us.
那我们便不得从其中释放，反而越陷越深，无法自拔。
Having this bitterness or complaints won't free us from these restrictions, but rather draw us in deeper. We won't be able to rescue ourselves out of it.
那就像我们刚开始念到的希伯来书里面讲到，我们要纪念那些受捆绑的人。
And it says in Hebrews, which we read earlier, we have to remember the prisoners.
我们像自己也在捆绑当中，但是能够彼此的体恤，因此呢，我们变得扶持，能够脱离这个困难的环境当中。
We have to remember them to be imprisoned, so that we may have sympathy with them, we may help them to be relieved of their bondage.
那么最实际的方法呢，就是能够靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
And the best way to sympathize with them is, as it says in Ephesians, With every prayer request, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be alert with all perseverance and every request for all the saints.
因为我们里头呢受压迫呢，我们若看见自，我们若老是看自己呢，就里面越是觉得可悲。
If we continually only consider ourselves, we will feel more stressed and depressed within.
那我们眼前也没有一点点的盼望。
And we will not have any hope before us.
那我们便逐渐的下沉，沦为恶者的掳物。
We'll continue to spiral downward, to fall into the hands of the evil one.
在他的辖制下头。
And would be in bondage under him.
那这恶者呢，总是要酸掉我们。
And this evil one is trying to sift us.
那我们成为他的囚徒。
To be a prisoner under him.
如果我们能够胜过他呢，便能够承受这神的产业。
If we can overcome him, then we can inherit this inheritance from the Lord.
所以我们当转眼来仰望我们的主耶稣。
So we ought to turn our eyes and look to our Lord Jesus.
他是那位信心创始成终的那位。
He is the author and finisher of our faith.
在仇敌的仆人和在主的仆人之间，其实只有一线之别。
And so there's only this thin line between being the prisoner of the evil one and the prisoner of the Lord.
那个关键呢是在我们的手中。
And the key is actually in our own hands.
这是我们可以选择的。
And this is a choice that we have to make.
我们若愿意顺服他的旨意，靠着那加力量给我们的，凡事都能。
And if we choose, we have this strength from him who strengthens us and who can give us strength to accomplish all things.
那么我们感谢父，叫我们能够与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
We thank the Lord that we can share this inheritance with all the saints.
神最终的心意是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立他基督，建立基督的身体。
And God's will for us is to build up the body of Christ until we all attain to unity of faith.
直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，可以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And so we all take the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
那说要来的就来，必不迟延，让我们持定所承认的，直到末日。
For he that comes will come, and will not delay. Let us hold fast this confession until the end.
好，让我们最后再有些祷告。
Let us finally conclude in a word of prayer.
主啊，让我们真是从你那儿得到力量。
Lord, may we truly receive strength from you.
不让我们落在那恶者的手里头。
That we may not fall into the hand of the evil one.
让我们更能够清楚明白你向我们所显的意念是何样的意念。
That we may more clearly understand your good will for us.
让我们一心来投靠仰望我们的主。
Let us with one heart rely fully upon our Lord.
来奔跑这前面十字架的道路。
And may run along the path of the cross that is set before us.
来听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Please hear our prayer, we pray in Lord Jesus' precious holy name.
Amen.
Amen.We thank the Lord.
接下来我们有 Jeff 弟兄分享第二个信息。
And following, we'll have our brother Jeff share.
弟兄姐妹早晨好。
So we thank the Lord for the sharing we just heard from our brother.
我们感谢主为着弟兄刚刚我们分享的。
So before we begin, may you please join me in a word of prayer.
我们开始信息之前，我们有些祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and worship you this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们要感谢赞美你。
We know that it is by your mercy and grace that brothers and sisters can gather via online.
我们知道因着你的恩典，你的怜悯，弟兄姐妹可以在网上聚集。
Father, we pray that you may bless your word this morning for the brothers and sisters to receive it.
父啊，我们向你祷告，你来祝福今天的话语。
So that as we delve into your word, the church may be edified and be made more ready for your son.
我们能够接受你的话，能够住在你的话中，好叫你的教会能够被建立起来。
So we just thank you once again, and we want to pray all these things in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ.
你再一次的献上感谢，祷告是奉你宝贵儿子的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, if you may turn with me please to read two places in scripture.
弟兄姐妹，你们若是可以和我一起来读两处的圣经节。
And as we will be turning to these two passages throughout the sharing, perhaps you can bookmark the pages to make it easier to flip to.
当我们来一起看这两处经节的时候，你可以做一个标记，这样子你来回翻的时候比较容易。
So first, let's turn to a passage in Matthew chapter 11.
首先我们来看马太福音十一章。
And we'll be reading verses 28 to 30.
我们一起来读二十八节到三十节。
Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
十一章二十八节。凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
That was the Lord Jesus speaking in those verses.
这是主耶稣所说的话。
Now we can turn to the second passage in Hebrews chapter 4.
我们翻到第二处的经节，希伯来书第四章。
And we'll be reading from verses 1 through 11.
我们一起来读第一节到十一节。
Hebrews 4, verse 1. Therefore, let us fear if, while a promise remains of entering his rest,Any one of you may seem to have come short of it.
第四章第一节，我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。
For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also, but the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，对他们没有信心，与所听见的道调和。
For we who have believed enter that rest, just as he has said, As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world.
但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说，我在怒中启示说。他们但不可进入我的安息，其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。
For he has said somewhere concerning the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works.
正如神所说，我在怒中启示说，他们但不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。论到第七日，有一处说，到第七日神就歇了他一切的功。
And again in this passage, they shall not enter my rest.
又有一处说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
Therefore, since it remains for some to enter it,
and those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of disobedience.
既有必进安息的人，那先前听见福音的，因为不信从得进去。
He again fixes a certain day today, saying through David, after so long a time, just as been said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一日，如以上所记的，所引说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。
For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of another day after that.
若是约书亚已叫他们得了安息，怀神就必在提别的日子了。
So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
这样看来，必另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留。
For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his.
因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
So, brothers and sisters, today is the last Sunday of 2020.
弟兄姐妹，今天是2020年的最后一个主日。
And some of us may be saying, finally.
有的人可能会说，终于。
And I can't speak for everyone, but at least in my 25 years of existence, there was never a year quite like this.
我可能不能说代表所有的人，但是对我来说，这25年里面，这一年实在特别。
So let me just read a snippet of some of the events that happened this year.
在这边的话，我大概就来讲一些今年所发生的一些片段。
In January, we had these massive wildfires in Australia that destroyed millions of acres of land and displaced numerous people.
1月份在澳大利亚有这样子的野山火，损失了真的是近百万的房屋，还有好多的人没有家可归。
In March, we saw a global recession where we saw the fastest drop in the financial stock markets in human history.
3月份我们看见这个股票巨大的这个缩水，因着很大的这个经济的这个萎缩。
And over summer, within our country, we saw massive protests and demonstrations because of racial conflicts.
在夏天的时候，我们看见我们的国家有到处各种各样的示威游行，因着这个种族之间的矛盾。
In August, we had another case of fires, this time along the western coast of the U.S.
在八月份呢，在美国西海岸看见有同样有很多的这个山火。
And then November, we had probably the most divided and controversial presidential election in our nation's history.
而十月份呢，我们看见在这个在历史上所有的这个最最多的这个有异议的不同意见的这个总统选举。
And of course, we are still in the midst of this global COVID-19 pandemic, which I'm sure brothers and sisters are well aware of.
当然，我们仍然在这个疫情的当中，所有弟兄姐妹都知道，这是有史以来最大的。
And the normal life as we knew it seems like such a distant pastime as we still have all these social distancing guidelines and mask mandates in effect.
所以对我们来说，这个原先的这些正常的生活全被打乱了。对我们来说，现在仍然有这些规则，我们必须彼此之间保持这个安全的距离。
So this was just a few of the events, and I'm sure we can list many more events that happened in the past year that have challenged mankind.
这个只是所有发生的这些事情当中的一小部分，其实我们还可以列举更多的这样的事情。
And I'm sure each of us had personal struggles and battles this year, whether at work, at home, or at school.
所以我们每个人可能都经历了各种各样的这样的挑战，或者是在学校或在职场。
So as I look back at this year, one of the first words that comes to mind is exhaustion.
当我来回顾今年所发生的所有的事情，第一个在我脑海里的就是太辛苦太累了。
And not exhaustion in a physical sense.
这个疲劳不是因着这个体力上的。
But in a spiritual and a mental sense.
而是在我们灵里或者是我们的灵那个魂里面的。
An exhaustion where the fatigue comes from feelings of dread and anxiety and preparing for the unknown future.
是因着我们里面在那里为了预备这些所不能预测的这些事情而引起的这个疲劳。
And what do we look for when we are exhausted?
那我们到底应该怎样来面对呢?
We look for rest, right?
我们在那里寻找安息。
So in times like this, let's turn to God's word to see what true rest is and how we can attain it.
现在是这样的时候，让我们来回到主的话语当中，来寻找真实的、真正的安息。
So we first see the mentioning of rest in the Bible during Genesis, during creation.
这个安息这个字呢是首先在创世纪第二章一到三节中被提到。
So I'll just read the first three verses of Genesis chapter 2.
我在这里来读一下创世纪的第二章的前面三节。
Thus the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts.
天地万物都照齐了。
By the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done.
到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。
Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
神赐福给第七日，定为圣日。因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的功就安息了。
So of course we know that God is omnipotent and he does not need rest or get tired.
我们当然知道神是这样子的全能，他其实不会劳累。
However, God rests on the seventh day to set a precedent for his people.
但是神用这个来为人做了一个例子。
And we see this in the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments.
我们看见在十条诫命当中第四条。
Where the people are to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
这个第四日呢是让人能够在那里记住神把这一日定为圣日。
So the people would work for 6 days, and then on a Sabbath day, the people would rest and cease from working.
所以人可以工作六日，在安息日那一天呢，可以休息，他们可以来安排时间来敬拜神。
Right, and the purpose of the Sabbath is for the worshipper to remember the God of creation and to worship him.
所以在安息日的目的呢，就是要让人来敬拜神，来记住这位创造的神。
In Ezekiel, it says,Also, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, so that they might know I am the Lord who sanctifies them.
在以西结书，主的话说到，又将我的安息日赐给他们，好在我与他们中间为证据，使他们知道我耶和华是叫他们成为圣的。
So we can see that rest is something that God desires for his people.
这里我们看见神要我们安息。
Because when God's children rest, the people remember God and will worship him.
因此呢，人可以在那里记住神，这位创造的神，而且可以安排时间来敬拜他。
But unfortunately, we see that man is innately restless.
但我们看见人就有这个倾向在那里有焦躁不安。
When troubles arise, what is the first thing that the natural man does?
当难处起来的时候，人首先会想到的是什么呢？
He turns to himself and immediately gets to work.
他一定先来靠自己来解决问题。
So instead of resting and remembering and relying on God, man would rather rely on his own works to try to save himself.
他们不是来转向主，来靠主，来解决这个问题，而是转向自己，用自己的力量来拯救自己。
And man would work and work and work, just to realize at the end that it was all for naught.
他们会在那里一直努力，不停地努力，到最后他们会发觉他们却一无所有。
And no matter how much is done, man would be consumed by the cares and the sorrows of the world.
无论他们怎么努力，最后他们会发现他们是被世界的这个烦恼或者是悲伤所吞噬。
So this is why the Lord Jesus says, Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
所以主耶稣在这里呼召凡劳苦担重担的人到他面前。
All who are weary and heavy laden.
所有劳苦担重担的人。
So who are these people?
他们是谁呢?
These are those who have relied on themselves to gain salvation.
就是那些想依靠自己的能力来得救赎的人。
These are the people who spent all their resources and their efforts just to find out it was all in vain.
这些人在花了他们所有的精力和资源以后，发现这一切都是徒劳的。
These are the people who labor so hard just to realize that they are still buried under the anxieties of the world.
这些人努力了以后，发现自己仍然埋在焦虑和不安的当中。
And the Lord knows the wretched and futile condition of man.
但我们的主知道人这样子的情形。
Now earlier we saw the importance of observing the Sabbath in the Old Testament.
在前面我们看见旧约里面提到的这个安息日。
But our Lord, he calls himself the Lord of the Sabbath.
但是我们的主却说他是安息日的主。
So in other words, instead of resting for a day at a time like the old days, the Lord can provide us access to God's rest, which is an everlasting rest.
所以呢，主可以让我们获得神的安息，这是我们魂永远的安息，而不是像旧时代那样只能休息一天。
He offers to us this assurance of complete freedom from sin.
他给我们这样的确据，我们可以从罪的里面被完全的释放出来。
And he gives us access to this peace, this joy, and the eternal life.
还让我们进入这个平安、这个喜乐、这个自由的里面。
So then how do we attain this rest then?
那我们如何能够进入这样的安息?
The Lord Jesus first says, Come to me.
主耶稣说到我这里来。
We need to first approach the Lord in faith.
所以我们需要靠着信心就近主。
We need to trust him at his word.
我们需要相信他的话。
Because the Lord Jesus says elsewhere in John, he says, Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins.
在约翰福音主耶稣说，所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中，你若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
People spend their whole lives trying to find the way, the truth, and the life.
人们用他们一生的这个年日来找寻这个什么是真理，什么是生命。
But our Lord has already told us he is the way, the truth, and the life.
但是主已经告诉我们他就是道路、真理和生命。
Do we trust him?
我们相信他吗?
Do we believe in the salvation work the Lord has done on the cross?
我们是否相信他在十字架上已经成就了这个救赎?
Now, fortunately, we see in the passage we read in Hebrews that not all who hear the good news accept it.
不幸的是，我们看见在希伯来书里面有说到。
So I'll just read the first two verses again. Therefore, let us fear if, while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it.
哦，我再来读一下这个四章的第一节、第二节。我们既蒙留下有啊、第二节，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
Right, in verse 2 it says, For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also, but the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
第二节，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
So brothers and sisters, the first requisite to enter into God's rest is to have faith.
所以第一个要求如何得着这个安息，就是要有信心。
That's the faith to come before the Lord.
凭着信心来到主的面前。
So then what is the other requisite?
还有另外一个条件是什么呢?
So if we turn back to Matthew 11 and we read the verses that follow verse 28.
我们再回到马太福音11章,我们读28节。
So we'll read verses 29 and 30.
我们来读29和30节。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart.And you will find rest for your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
So do you know what a yoke is, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹，你知道什么是轭呢？
It's a wooden cross piece that.You fasten over the neck of two animals, typically oxen.
它是一种木质的交叉件固定在两个动物的脖子上面，通常是牛。
And you typically also attach it to a plow or a cart.
并附着在犁或者是推车的上面。
So the yoke would allow the two animals to share the load of the plow or cart and allow them to more easily push it or pull it.
这样呢，轭可以允许两个动物分担这个犁或者推车的负载，使它更容易被拉。
And in ancient culture, a yoke was sometimes used to describe submission.
在古代的文化当中，轭常常是一种术语。
So when someone is yoked to someone or something, that person is said to be in submission to that person or thing.
当你附轭于某人或者某事的时候呢，你向那人或者那事屈服。
So when the Lord Jesus says, "Take my yoke," He is asking us to submit to Him.
当主在那里说附我的轭，他告诉我们来服从，来顺服他。
He is asking us to submit to His lordship, to His teaching, to His instruction.
他告诉我们应当顺服他为我们的主。顺服他的他的教训，他的教导。
So brothers and sisters, what yoke have you taken on today?
弟兄姐妹，你今天负的是什么样的轭呢？
Is it the yoke of the law?
是那个律法的轭吗？
Or the yoke of works?
还是工作的轭？
Or the yoke of expectations?
或者是期望的轭？
The yoke of earthly success or fame?
或者是世上的这个成功或者失败这个名誉的轭。
Or any other yoke of idolatry?
或者是任何的偶像呢?
These yokes will cripple you as you try to carry these large burdens in the flesh.
这些轭可以让你这个人被捆绑，让你里面觉得很累。
They will only lead to frustration and misery.
只会让你带来，给你带来这个苦难和叹息。
But our Lord says, I am gentle and humble in heart.
但是我们的主说他的心里柔和谦卑。
He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
他又说我的轭是容易的我的担子是轻省的。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord offers us a yoke that provides rest for our souls.
弟兄姐妹主给我们一个轭是让我们可以得着安息。
It's because the Lord has already done the heavy lifting for us.
因为我们的主已经成就了大功。
He has already defeated death and overcome the world.
他已经击败了死亡，胜过了世界。
He has already taken us off the road of destruction and placed us on the path of life.
他已经把我们从这个毁灭的这个道路上救回，带我们领我们到一个得胜的路。
And all we need to do is submit to him.
所以我们需要做的就是来顺服他。
And submission requires obedience.
这个顺服或者交托呢，是要求我们来顺从。
So consider again what we read in Hebrews chapter 4.
我们再来看希伯来书的第四章。
Verse 6, it says, Therefore, since it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of disobedience.
第六节讲到，既有必进安息的人，那先前听见福音的，因为不信从，不得进去。
The English translation says clearly disobedience.
这边英文的翻译讲得很清楚，是因为不信从。
Verse 11, Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience.
在十一节里面说到，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
So even though we only read Hebrews chapter 4, the concept of entering God's rest actually starts in chapter 3.
虽然我们刚刚读的是希伯来书第四章，但是讲到进入神的安息的这个概念，是开始于希伯来书的第三章。
And there, the author is referring to the Israelites' journey to the land of Canaan.
那个希伯来书的作者在那里讲到以色列人从埃及被释放以后前往亚迦南。
Because in that context, the land of Canaan was regarded as God's rest.
在这样子的上下文里面，我们看见迦南在那里预表的是神的安息。
Previously, the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt.And then God uses Moses to free them and lead them to Canaan, which is the promised land.
因为以色列人在这之前是在埃及地为奴的，神借着摩西就救他们脱离那个地方，把他们带到应许之地，就是迦南。
And at Canaan, God will give them rest from all the enemies around them so they can live in security.
在迦南地呢，他们可以被神保护。免去受所有其他仇敌的攻击，所以是个安息之地。
However, on the journey to Canaan, the Israelites demonstrated disobedience.
但是在前往迦南的路上，以色列人做出的都是一些不顺服的事情。
They complained against God and said that it would be better to be back in Egypt than to be in the wilderness.
他们在那里抱怨神，说到他们宁可回到埃及，比在旷野的日子好。
So as a result, God denied this rebellious generation of Israelites access to the land of Canaan, which was his rest.
结果呢，神就拒绝这一代的第一代的以色列人进入迦南，在这里是称为神的安息。
And it was eventually the next generation of Israelites who were able to.Enter into Canaan.
最终呢，只有第二代的以色列人能够进入这个应许之地，就是迦南地。
Because they had placed their faith in God and followed the leadership of Joshua.
因为他们在那里凭着信心来顺服约书亚的带领。
So if you read verse 8 in Hebrews chapter 4, it says, For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of another day after that.
在希伯来书四章八节说到，若是约书亚已叫他们享了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子了。
So in other words, the land of Canaan was merely an earthly rest.
换句话说呢, 迦南只是一个属世的一个安息。
And the people of God are to obtain a true rest, a heavenly rest.
神的子民真正能够得着的安息是从神来的。
And this true rest does not come from Moses or Joshua, but only through Jesus Christ.
这个属天的安息不是从摩西或者耶稣亚来，而是从基督来的。
So the author of Hebrews references the Israelites to warn us not to follow the same example of disobedience.
希伯来书的作者也告诫我们不要遵循同样的不信从的样子。
Just like the ancient Israelites who wandered through the wilderness after being set free from Egypt, we also wander the wilderness of today's world after being saved in Christ.
就像以色列人曾经被埃及带出来在旷野里头行，今天我们同样也走在这个现代的这个旷野当中。
What is our reaction as troubles arise?
当我们被拯救以后，我们在这旷野当中，我们是怎样的一个反应呢？当难处起来的时候。
Do we lose sight of what God has in store for us and begin falling back into old habits?
我们会忽视神和他的应许，再一次来依靠我们自己呢？
Do we forget all that God has promised and we start relying on our own flesh again?
我们会忘记神和他所赐给我们的应许，再一次来依靠我们自己呢？
Do we become restless and start taking on the yoke of the world?
还是我们会变得骄傲不安呢？
So over the past several weeks, the negative effects of isolation finally hit me.
在过去的几个星期，终于我在那里经历那个不安。
And perhaps it was due to the challenges of joining a new role at work.
可能是因为我的工作上的变动。
And maybe it was in combination with working very long hours each day.
也许也是因为我每天需要工作很长的时间。
But my mind suddenly began to be plagued with feelings of dread and anxiety about my career.
突然我的脑海当中常常在那里担心、忧虑我前面的这些职场的道路。
And all I could think about during the day was my job.
白天我所能思想的就是我的工作。
Even at night when I was trying to sleep, my mind would wander into thinking about some project I was managing, and I would be wide awake from the stress.
即便在晚上睡眠休息的时候，我仍然在想着白天工作的这些项目，我里面就会有担心。
And sometimes during even church meetings, a brother or sister would say something that reminded me of work, and then my focus will be elsewhere.
即便在聚会的时候，弟兄姐妹说的信息会让我想起我的工作，完了我的思想就会游走。Brothers
and sisters, this was an overwhelming and unbearable feeling.
这个实在是一个让我觉得重担难以承受。But
we thank God for His grace and His mercy.
感谢主他的恩典怜悯。
As part of my yearly schedule, I like to take the last 2 weeks of the year off for vacation.
就像往年这样子一样，我常常是在每年的年终两星期来休假。And
this year, I took the days off, but obviously, there's nowhere for me to go.
今年我也同样来休假，但是没有地方可去。So
over the past few days at home, I've been reflecting on my condition.
过去的几天我来在那里思想。
And I came to realize that work had become my identity.
我发现这个工作成了我的一个标志了。
And I have begun to worry so much about the future that I forgot the one who holds tomorrow.
我在那里担心那么多，以至于我忘记了谁是掌握明天的。
That I've begun to worry that I've begun to tell myself to do more, when the Savior has already said, it is finished.
我发现我自己在那里告诉自己还要做更多的，但是忘记了我们这位主已经说成了。
So the verses we read today are the same verses that have encouraged me during this time.
今天我们在这里读的这些经节也是在那里提醒和鼓励我。
Because even though we have believed, we sometimes forget we have access to this rest.
有的时候虽然我们相信但是呢我们会忘记这些话语。
And we sometimes get so caught up in the qualms of the world that we let minor inconveniences distract us from the fact that we already have this eternal rest of salvation.
其实这些话已经给了我们安息但是我们忘记了却是在那里担心忧虑。
So in times like this, we need to remind ourselves,of our Lord's simple invitation.
所以在这样的时候我们特别需要来纪念来思想主他对我们的这些应许。
He says, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
他告诉我们凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来你们可以享安息。
So brothers and sisters, do you feel restless today?
弟兄姐妹，你今天同样也是这样经历这个焦躁不安吗？
Our Lord has already granted us rest for our souls.
我们的主其实已经赐给我们这个魂的安息。
We need to believe in Him.
我们需要相信他。
We need to submit to Him in obedience.
我们也需要顺服他。
And then you will be reminded that you don't need to strive any longer.
这样呢，你就会知道我们不必再努力或者担心。
And you don't need to be anxious anymore.
我们也不用在那里担忧。
And we can rest in Him.
我们可以在他里面享安息。
For His yoke is easy and His burden is light.
因为他的轭是容易的，他的担子是轻省的。
So to conclude, I would like to reference a verse from a hymn that.We are familiar with.
来借着诗歌411首第二节里面的我们来总结。
So if you have your hymn book nearby, you can turn to hymn 411.
假如你有诗歌本方便在你边上的话我们一起来看诗歌411首。
And we can read verse 2 together.
我们可以一起来读第二节。
Oh, how great thy loving kindness, vaster, broader than the sea.
Oh, 你的慈爱何其央茫，远超地上的海洋。
Oh, how marvelous thy goodness, lavished all on me.
你的良善何其深长，尽耗我身上。
Yes, I rest in thee, beloved. Know what wealth of grace is thine.
爱主我今能够安息因知你恩何丰富。
Know thy certainty of promise and have made it mine.
又因应许坚定不移都完全赐我。
Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art.
耶稣我今欢然安息在你是谁的上面。
I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart.
因你柔爱我所熟悉何等广无边。
Brothers and sisters, are you resting in the Lord today?
弟兄姐妹你今天安息在主的里面吗
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
我们低头有些祷告。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for giving us this rest.
主耶稣基督我们谢谢你把这个安息赐给我们。
And no matter what happens in the world around us, that you have already guaranteed our future.
无论这个世界会发生什么，已经应许我们，你把安息给了我们。
And we thank you that your yoke is easy and your burden is light.
我们谢谢你，因为你的轭是容易的，你的担子是轻省的。
That we no longer have to rely on ourselves because you have done it all for us.
我们不再需要靠我们自己，因为你已经成就了一切。
So Lord, if we ever become restless, remind us to come to you in faith and submit to you in obedience.
主啊，当我们再一次落到这个焦躁不安里的时候，求你提醒我们来就近靠着信心来顺服你。
Because then we will be able to enjoy the rest for our souls that you have provided.
这样子我们可以享受你为我们已经预备好的魂的安息。
We thank you once again and we give you all the glory, honor, thanks and praise.
我们再一次的感谢赞美你，把所有的荣耀贵权柄都赐给你。
We pray all these things in your most victorious name.
奉主得胜的名。
Amen.
Amen.